Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1427 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit A. State of Georgia vs. Leo M. Frank. Extraordinary motion for a new trial. In Fulton Superior Court, March term 1914. Personally appeared Annie Maud Carter of 88.5 West Linden Ave, who on oath says that about October 7, 1913, I was looked up in the Fulton County Jail where I saw Jim Conley. I first met Jim Conley in the courthouse in November 1913, at the time I was sentenced to jail. After I was sentenced, I was well acquainted with Conley and knew him well for 4 months straight in jail. I talked daily with him about all his affairs, and I asked him if he was guilty or not. And he first told me no, that he was innocent, that God above alone knows who did the murder. And I said, if you are not guilty, why should you worry so? And he told me he was so near guilty, he felt lost, that he had lost all hope. During December 1913, we were very good friends in jail. He had all confidence in me. He would tell me his secrets, and of course I would listen. He again told me he didn't know anything about Mary Fagan murder, and then I told him, if that was so, he could prove up his character. So during Christmas week, I was talking with him in his cell, and he said he would tell me the whole truth about it. I asked him why he waited so long. He said, if I tell you, will you marry me? And I told him yes. He then told me that he really did the murder of Mary Fagan, but that it was so plainly shown on Mr. Frank that he let it go that way, that him and Mr. Frank both had connection with the girl, but then he immediately confessed that he lied when he said that Mr. Frank had connection with the girl, and said that he had done it all alone by himself. He begged me never to say anything about this. He said he first choked her, and after she was unconscious, he had connection with her, and she being young and never having had anybody, he had to tear her privates. He said he was sitting on a box in the factory when the girl came down, that he told her some